Monday, the 7th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. I almost said here at the Holy Rosary because I'm thinking about the Rosary today because it's the feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary. So if you remember, October is another one of those months that is dedicated to Mary, and it's a month in which we are encouraged to pray the Rosary, and we'll be talking about that a bit as we go along. I wanted us today to think about a beautiful poem that I found by Father James Fitzsimons, who I knew when I was younger, but who has been dead now for quite some years. And I want to read you this beautiful poem that he wrote, and then we can think a little bit about what it means. So I do think, let me just say a moment here, you know that I love you guys to be reading, and I particularly love us to read poetry, because poetry is where language is really beautiful, and I want to encourage you to read poetry, so I'm going to read you this poem. It's a sonnet by Father Fitzsimons, and it's entitled Queen of the Holy Rosary. Those years of twilight, when he left you here, with day spring's promise beckoning ahead, that age of waiting while dawn's crown drew near, had starlight glories from the past day shed. A baby in your arms was Bethlehem, a child caressed brought back your only born, crowds jeering, he stood mocked once more by them, friends joying, you relived that Easter morn. Mother of Jesus, mine was not the part to stand beside you in those yearning years. Yet whisper now the secrets of your heart, and grant I share your hopes and loves and fears, that living mindful of your memories, I'll live your prayer, Queen of my Rosaries. So, what is this poem about, kids? Well, firstly, you have to ask, when is the poet referring to? What time in Mary's life is the poet referring to? Ah, yes, some of you got it. It's in the first line of the poem. Those years of twilight when he left you here. So that's referring to the time after Jesus' ascension. So twilight is the time in the day just before night falls. So it's at the end of the day. That's twilight. Oh, some of you say there's a vampire novel that's called Twilight or a vampire movie. That's not what the poet was writing about. He wrote the poem long before that book was written. But twilight refers to that time just as the day is ending, before night comes. Those years of twilight where he left you here, where Jesus left Mary behind before she ascended into heaven. So that's what he's referring to. The time before the ascension when Mary was left on earth. And what was she thinking and feeling at that time? That's what the poet is thinking about. He's wondering about it. With day spring's promise beckoning ahead. So with really day spring is the dawn beckoning ahead. And we hear that in the next line, where that age of waiting while dawn's crown drew near. So what's the day spring she's waiting for? To be reunited with Jesus when she ascends into heaven. Had starlight, but the last line is important, had starlight glories from the past day shed. So there's something about memory here. Starlight glories from the past day shed. He's really talking about important memories from the past that she was remembering. And what triggers her memories? A baby in your arms. So every time she held a baby in her arms, she was back in Bethlehem. A baby in your arms was Bethlehem. A child caressed. Every time Mary touched a child, brought back the memory of Jesus. Whenever she heard crowds jeering, because that happened when Jesus died and the crowds called for him to be crucified. But it happened at other times also, because that was the nature of life under the Roman Empire. Crowds jeering, he, Jesus, stood mocked once more by them. and friends joying. It's a lovely word he uses there, joying. We might say rejoicing now, but joying, friends filled with joy. And Mary, in that moment, always would relive Easter morning and the resurrection. And then the poet kind of writes a prayer to Mary, which I find very poignant. Poignant means beautiful and sad at the same time. Mother of Jesus, mine was not the part to stand beside you in those yearning years. Isn't that beautiful? So he's saying, I wasn't alive. I wasn't able to stand beside you, to be with you in those years that you yearned for your son. But then he asks her, yet whisper now the secrets of your heart, and grant I share your hopes and loves and fears, that living mindful of your memories, I'll live your prayer, Queen of my rosaries. So here, the poet is saying, I want you to whisper in my heart so that as I pray the rosary, and particularly as I meditate on the mysteries of the rosary, I might share with Mary her hopes, loves, fears, and memories of that time in Jesus' life. Let's close our eyes now and pray our own prayer to Mary. Dear Mary, as we enter into this month of praying the rosary and of remembering you, we ask that our imaginations might also be touched by the Holy Spirit, and that we might remember with you, inspired by the Holy Spirit, all the beautiful memories you have of Jesus. And we ask that you pray for us, and that God grant us this desire. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.